So it is a day of great rejoicing, great solemnity for the church. And as you heard, we had the Gloria this morning. So in some way, during this season of Lent, we have more joy as we celebrate the sacred mysteries this morning than we do on a regular Sunday during Lent. Because this is the day that when we recognize the abundant fruitfulness of the life of Jesus and what his death and resurrection can do for each one of us. And St. Joseph is that perfect model for those of us who respond to the gift of faith. And the readings we have kind of set the stage, reminding us in the first reading from the Old Testament, what the Lord said to Nathan, "Go tell David what will happen. That in you, David, I will establish my kingdom, and it will reign forever." This promise that the kingdom of David would never end. And then we hear that Joseph is described as a righteous man. Maybe that word is better translated as a just man. A just man, as we hear throughout the scriptures, throughout the Old Testament, is a man whose heart was turned towards the Lord. Justice is this virtue. Primarily, it's a cardinal virtue, a natural virtue. You know, the word justice in our current world, especially those of us dominated in the political, arena of American politics, we can think of maybe criminal justice on one side or social justice on the other side as a way of enacting vengeance or order or some type of even like punishment or retribution, making sure people pay for their crimes or maybe even making sure that people pay for their prosperity. But the true nature of the virtue of justice, to be just, means that we give what is proper, we give what is owed, we give what is due. And Joseph is described as this just man, a man who is faithful to God in all things. So he would have known the promise to David, that the house of David, the kingdom of David, would never end. And so we can imagine the perplexity and perhaps even the joy and enthusiasm when the angel reminded him that he was the son of David, that he was in that lineage within the promise of God that his house would never end. And this amazing encounter in this dream, Joseph, a just man, and not wanting to expose Mary. The original Greek doesn't have the word expose her to shame. It just says expose her. Because he was a just man, he wanted to make sure she got what she deserved. Not the punishment of the law for adultery. Because if he really thought that she had been adulterous, and as a just man who knew and respected the law, then he was obligated to put her in the public eye, to face the consequence of her actions. No. It's not why he wanted to divorce her or to separate from her. Because he knew. He knew the promise of Isaiah that the virgin would bear a child. He knew the holiness of our Blessed Mother. He probably knew that she had been presented to the temple as a virgin, as a young child. And so for her to be pregnant, he knew. He knew that the fulfillment of the Old Testament was coming true before his very eyes. And just like from Luke chapter 5, when Peter saw the miraculous catch, he said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." A righteous man would know that he was not worthy to be in the presence of such holiness. So it wasn't out of anger or retribution that he wanted to separate from his wife, but out of filial devotion and respect for the holy ground of God. Moses, take off your shoes, the Lord said at the burning bush, for the ground you are on is holy. This reverence and respect for the holy things of God. Maybe this is one of the lessons that Joseph can teach us. As we approach the holy things of God, this holy temple, do we do so with respect, reverence, and awe? Do we realize that we are not worthy, but yet Christ invites us in, as he did with Joseph? That God chose this man to be the foster father of Jesus. He chose this man to be the guardian, the protector of his two most precious possessions, his two most precious creatures. Not creatures, but possessions. Jesus is not a creature. Our Blessed Mother and Jesus, his two most precious treasures. Joseph was chosen to be their protector, their guardian. The men in our community, the fathers, the husbands of our families have been given that same challenge, that same charge to be protectors and guardians of the most prized treasures. And so we pray for the men in our community, especially those who are husbands and fathers, that like St. Joseph, with the awe, the reverence, and respect due to the holy things of their family, they can guard them and protect them. And then two just other virtues or aspects of Joseph, quickly. His silence. Not one word of Joseph is recorded in the scriptures. In our world today that is so loud, where we're lied into thinking that we have to have a loud voice and express our opinion on everything and dominate with the loudness of our voice, St. Joseph teaches us the silent way and obedience. He was obedient to the message of the angel. Where, like St. Paul tells us, to hope against hope, not understanding everything but trusting, he did as the angel said. Again, in our world of disobedience, of doing what I want to do, a self-made man, St. Joseph teaches us that beautiful, salvific virtue of obedience. Where is the Lord leading you? Where is the Lord's will being made manifest in your life? Pray for the grace to be obedient to what the Lord is asking of you. All of us, but especially the men, the husbands, the fathers. How is God inviting you to lead your family to sanctity? And are you willing to be obedient? Are you willing to stand up to be a righteous man, a just man? A man like David after God's own heart. It's a beautiful day today that we can rejoice in the gift of this wonderful man, in the entrusting of Joseph and Mary to this man. The Lord has entrusted us with so much. So we pray for his intercession, that we can be faithful, that we can be just, to be silent when necessary, and always be obedient. Amen.